The Tick.
Previously on Bad Radio.
Has your butt ever called 911?
No.
And complained about your nuts?
No.
Mike? Mike Ducey?
That's never happened to me before, Gardner.
Stop the show.
What happened to his Marv Albert?
Jerry,
it
you're under
official
five minutes.
It derailed from the beginning of that sentence to the end.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know what voice that was. It's like an old wizard or something? Or?
Oh, I see. It was the Wizard of Oz guy, yeah.
Christopher Lloyd?
That Marty! Marty! Marty Ewing from downtown, yes! 1.21 gigawatts!
It's good cake.
My wife made it.
My wife! Borat! Let's do it again. Jeff, get in here. You gotta hear this. My wife!
Yes! My name is Borat. I come from Kazakhstan. Can I say first, we support your war of terror. May we show our support to our boys in Iraq. May USA kill every single terrorist. May George Bush drink the blood of every single man, woman, and child of Iraq. May you destroy their country so that for the next 1,000 years, not even a single lizard will survive in their desert. To show our friendship, I now will sing our Kazakh national anthem to the tune of your national anthem. Listen. Kazakhstan is the greatest country in the world. All other countries are run by little girls. Kazakhstan is number one exporter of potassium. Other Central Asian countries have inferior potassium. Kazakhstan is the greatest country in the world. All other countries is the home of the gays.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just got the go, no go from Langley. It's go time. See you when I see you. See you on the other side. Are you ready to sip from the volcano? Are you ready to ride the tornado? Make love to the dragon? Then let's go.
I am George Shea, chairman of Major League Eating, and I never listen to Bob and Dan on the Ticket.
This is the end of the song and the beginning of the show. Welcome to the show.
See you next Tuesday.
Right about now, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket presents the Bob and Dan Radio Show.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Today's special occasions include C.J. Nikowski joins us to talk All-Star Break and all things Rangers. Ducey brought some rackets and his shuttlecock to play badminton during breaks. We have a Ducey AMA. And Killer tries his hand at the crow line. Also, what is a Mino? Farmer Julie Dobbs, me the killer, R.I.P. Jake. And now, two guys who keep fighting over who's going to be Roxette and who's going to be Lance in their version of Striking Vipers, Mike Ducey and Dan McDowell.
Get them sideways! Holy crap! Are you kidding me? So grown! So huge! Okay, can I actually do it? I've dreamt of this moment for so long. Yeah!
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
It is Friday, July 5th. It is the Bob and Dan Radio Show. Ducey in for Bob. So does that make it Dad Radio? We're live for a special edition in the street level. Scratch that. We're here in studio for a special edition. Episode number, and I never got the episode number. Anybody have it? Anybody have the episode number?
Three.
Episode number, I think it's 4,000 something.
No idea, John. Why don't you go ahead and do it?
But I do know this.
Shorty!
God, that felt good.
Was it all you dreamed?
I'm spent.
You need a cigarette?
I'm spent.
You want a cuddle?
Is it bad that I've never gotten the Shorty reference, though? Shows how unhip I am.
It doesn't mean you're unhip. It just means you haven't listened to every single second of our show over the past 20 years, which is, quite frankly...
offensive?
Yeah, it's quite disappointing. Because I watch all your appearances on Fox 4, even when they, like, will do the morning show and they'll do a cut-in for you at home when a lot of trees fell down in your neighborhood or something like that. Like, I love those. Those are my favorite.
The stand-up with my dog? Did you see that at the end? My little dog, Jordy, who was afraid of the hailstorm?
I'm going to have to say I have, since I just lied to you and told you that I see all your appearances on Fox 4.
Well, thanks for having me in. I know how disappointed you are that the party is not unfolding exactly as we had hoped. I am impressed by your maturity in handling this situation, and you're soldiering on like a good radio man. Just like the good radio man you are. Way to go.
I've changed a lot over the last 5 years. That's what Julie doesn't understand.
I do.
I'm a different guy, Julie.
I understand, Gordo.
I would never call someone press box hot now.
I think you have changed.
Except
you've
Anthony
changed
Andrew.
For the better. But you're still you.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I do.
Anyway,
shut up!
It's very upsetting that we are not having the party on the plaza. The worst of July. I can't remember what Deuce or excuse me, not Mike Ducey, Mike Soroy wanted to call it. I know so many Mikes.
Well, here's the thing.
What a common name.
You talked to me earlier in the week. I was very impressed. You called me, you know, earlier in the week to talk about the appearance today.
Why when I like do something a normal human does it impress everybody?
Well, cool,
what is my image?
It's just the nature of our business. Everybody does
like
things.
Like, if I don't make a fart noise or show up at 5 till noon, you're like, man, I can't believe this guy.
Everybody does things at the last minute. I'm including myself in that. But you talked about how you wanted to do this party, and I thought, oh, that's cool. They want to give the P1s an opportunity to come out and meet me, a TV guy. And,
right. It would be a thrill.
And then I hear it promoted this morning as the worst party ever. I'm like, that isn't exactly how I thought it was going down.
Well, but that was only for the comedy.
I know.
It wasn't actually going to be the worst party ever. It would have been great because you would be able to meet TV's Mike Ducey.
Oh, then the half-eaten bag of Cheetos and all the bits. But we can, and you'll explain this. We can still have some fun with it, though.
Yeah, so what are we doing now? What have we decided, Killer?
Well, Soroy and Justin and Sam are all three downstairs playing with the Nerf football and hanging out with, and whoever, I guess the first 10 people that come, they're going to come make hot dogs for and bring them up to the studio.
First 10 people that arrive,
yes.
Come on.
I don't want to have a scene
that's,
like that.
That's a different party.
First 10 people that come visit the hovel.
Yeah. So we are at 3090 Olive Street, someday to be 3090 Nowitzki Way, right? This is the street that they're changing.
That's what they tell me.
They're naming after Dirk. Yeah. And later today, Mike will tell you why Dirk doesn't deserve all these honors. Just to tease ahead, tune in.
Yeah.
Not that great is what he said during the meeting, but I don't want to give up too much. So yeah, if you want to be a part of our failed party. It's more failed now than ever, just because we can't actually be down there.
It's really living up to the worst of July.
So I think we're going to microwave you a hot dog. If you want to join us, you get a free T-shirt and you get to see TV's Mike Ducey
sit in the waiting pool
in his polo shirt
in here.
He dressed very nice.
I wore my party.
So you knew you were going to be on TV.
Well, no, it's just I knew I was going to be sort of in an urban beach type setting.
That's your dad party shirt
today. It's my dad party shirt and my
because it looks like a golf shirt.
Too loose shorts.
Oh, you're wearing shorts,
Got the jandals on today.
I feel like you must wear shorts a lot. You have very tan legs.
Well, thank you. Yeah. You know, I get out, get my power walk in every day.
Are you gym guy or your mall walk guy?
I'm not a tan in the mall, but I do. I am the unfortunate power walk guy in my black New Balance.
People
sneakers.
In your neighborhood will say, "Oh, there's the guy that walks."
Yeah.
You know, because we have like the lady with fake boobs that walks in my neighborhood, and then we have the old lady that walks, or the lady with the three dogs. You know, you have these people that you notice that they're constant. You know, they're everyday walkers or something. Are you an everyday?
I've noticed the guy who's kind of letting himself go now, but still trying to fight aging by walking. I think that's the official title.
Yeah, isn't it sad?
It is. But hey.
Like, at some point,
I
went from like having actual things I would do when working out to like, well, just get your heart rate up. You just want to have a half hour of your heart rate up. Don't care what you do. It just has to be a little more than sedentary.
But you've lost a ton of weight. And we've talked about this before when you've been on TV with us.
I have been on television. Guilty as charged. The camera loves me.
But I have a feeling it's more...
Not as recent as Julie.
It's more what you consume rather than how you exercise is how you've lost the weight, huh?
I think it is a combination. But in my estimation, I think what you eat matters. Because I think if you eat like a pig and exercise a lot, that you could still be overweight and stuff. I feel like if you change your eating habits for real and don't exercise at all, that you'll lose weight.
When you're a kid, you can eat like a pig, but you exercise so much, you can stay slim. But it's like your folks always told you, when you get older, it's more difficult. And
the T goes down.
Unfortunately, I still have the diet of a 16-year-old.
Do you eat poorly?
Candy and all that crap. It's hard for me to stay away from that stuff.
Chicken strips and mac and cheese.
Well, if they're at home, I... Like, see those cookies over there? The Bob Sturm Eatsy's birthday cookies? The fact that they're here, I will eat two or three of them today.
Yeah.
And if they're at home and I have things, so I don't buy... The key is just not to have it. Like, if you're an alcoholic, you probably shouldn't hang out at a bar, right?
As I take a swig of Mountain Dew here.
Yeah, that's definitely a 14-year-old's drink.
I'm pretty much off it. But I need a couple.
That is heavy. That's some good high sugar there.
I had coffee this morning, but I still kind of had a little bit of a headache that felt like a lack of caffeine headache. So I thought I'd give myself a little bit of a jolt before we broadcast.
Damn.
To the P1s.
I feel like Mountain Dew guy is a very interesting guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't
have thought.
Like,
why Mountain Dew?
Would you have thought Ducey would be Mountain Dew guy?
No. I know a Mountain Dew guy, and you're not like him.
You're not live life to the extreme.
I'm much more sophisticated than you would think for a Mountain Dew guy.
Like, why not
guy.
Spray?
I think that's what you're saying.
She's saying boring.
Just Mountain Dew is just interesting to me.
Unless
there are other caffeinated beverages that you could choose.
Julie, unless you've really enjoyed the bouquet of a well-aged Mountain Dew, you can't possibly understand.
I guess there's something about it. That's something I haven't tried in this life.
When it first hits your lips.
Okay.
It's pretty amazing.
Just an observation. Sorry.
No, it seems like that is like the extreme guy. The guy that wants to body surf or, I don't know, might jump off a mountain or something.
None of those things
describe
me.
Has to do the do before he, you know, maybe you'll jump out of an airplane without a chute and then go latch on to Patrick Swayze. That guy might be Mountain Dew guy, right?
For sure. Usually, like, pairs well with potato chips or some sort of chip, like, Mountain Dew guy is also usually chip guy.
Yeah, and that would be their whole meal.
Me as well.
Okay.
That would be their whole lunch, right?
That's it.
I'm right there. So it's tough for me to stay away from those.
So you'll
things.
Make your whole lunch chips and a Mountain Dew?
Not necessarily.
You're
going
to be great to buy for today.
You fit right in at the party.
In my food taste. And it only took me about 45 minutes to figure out how to pay for this in the cafeteria, by the way. That's a real simple system.
Oh, you don't have to pay for it.
Oh.
Yeah, your
really?
TV's Mike Ducey.
That's true.
Thanks for using Company Kitchen.
Yeah, it's a beating, especially when the thumbprint thing doesn't work. Well, I guess for you, it doesn't matter because you just got to roll your credit card in there or something. I don't know.
So you can do a thumbprint?
You
get an account.
Registered, yeah.
Yeah, you get an account, and then, you know what? I probably shouldn't have put it in there because that's how the man gets you, right?
That's exactly right.
In the end?
But you get a discount if they have your information. You get like 5% off your purchase.
Man, that's a scam.
5% off Company Kitchen. Man, we're getting inside about that. We have problems.
So Dan,
you get to pay for your own drinks over at Fox 4?
We do get excited.
They just give you free waters?
We have the machine, you know, the pop machine over there.
Okay, they don't give you free stuff?
Have a water cooler. It's nice when you have
a free water cooler?
It's nice when...
Because we don't. We had to pay for our own water.
It's nice when Aikman or somebody comes in and says, yeah, can I get a water? And you just give them a paper cup.
You get a little cone cup?
Something. Exactly.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. You don't give them a buy.
I'm going to buy them one out of the machine.
Just melt.
I'm made of money here.
Yeah. We make Jake buy the guest water. We think that's better. Because that proves that he likes to gain the experience of doing that. All right, so down on the plaza, we're having the worst party ever, I think. Let's try calling Soroy real quick.
I wondered if a phoner might be involved here.
How many beers has he had since he's walked down there?
Are there drinks on the plaza?
If Soroy's down there...
Soroy does like the party.
Killer, you're going to turn your mic on.
Oh, my God.
He can go to one of the restaurants and get a drink.
So you just had to tell Killer you have to turn your mic on to talk something on the radio.
That's who's producing our show today, Mike.
Yay. I can take the...
Now you can turn your mic off.
Damn it.
There's some funny Twitter videos making the rounds from the party.
Oh, really? Is something happening down on the plaza?
Just Mike going nuts.
Will he not be able to answer his phone?
Doesn't look like it, unless he's out of the fountain by now.
Oh, he's in the fountain?
Yeah. Monty's throwing stuff at him in the fountain from his wheelchair.
Okay, so we're at the American Airlines Center. We planned the party on the plaza, but Killer messed that up.
Hi, it's your pal Mike. Thanks for calling.
Do you have Justin's number?
Please record your message. When you have finished recording...
Yeah, of course I have Justin. Should I try him?
One for more options.
You know what? You're right, Mike. Not you, Mike. I mean Mike Ducey.
There we go.
Let's see. Justin, intern 2013. Okay, let's drop that one. That's what he's listed as in my phone.
Mike's picture, he has the Cheetos bag and the Frisbee and the Nerf ball just lying there.
So in 6 years, he's become major fill-in guy and NBA expert, right?
He'll never answer his phone, though.
Justin will not?
He never answers his phone. But it's you.
I
right.
bet you Sam Hill would be all
Mino right. co-hosts.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm calling Sam. He gets no airtime. Yeah, you're right. Mino co-hosts the show with Justin on the weekends. You might know that. Because
he's reached the voicemail box of 214.
All right.
Going well so far.
Mino and Justin July. Have been on Fox 4 when you weren't there. I was watching.
Yeah, I saw it, and then they returned the favor with Sam and Jeff, our new weekend guy on.
So you just
Sunday
don't
morning.
You don't have spares on? Is that what you said?
He said tier one only.
No, I've mingled with pretty much every tier. I don't really see the world in tiers so much, Dan. Like. Maybe some other people do, but I'm happy when any ticket personality joins us on Free For All. Weeknights at 10:30 on Fox 4.
All right, Mike Ducey is in studio. He is here all day. He is filling in for Bob. He's Bob's plus one today, or he's our plus one today. And you're going to have the opportunity to hear him spout off hot sports opinions, and especially at 1:50, we're going to ask Mike Ducey anything. AMA with Mike Ducey. Up next, let's start, and we'll check in with the party, and we'll talk DAC on the